A line from yesterday's Passion that kind of struck me was when the apostles are going around the table, and each one, after Jesus announces that he will be betrayed, saying to Jesus, it is not I, Lord, and one by one by one. But when it comes to Judas, he says, it's not I, Rabbi. He doesn't call him Lord, but calls him Rabbi, which means teacher. It's significant because it's there in the scriptures, but it is also significant because it speaks of Judas's relationship with Jesus. The rest are calling him Lord, Adonai, a name reserved only for God. And yet Judas calls him Rabbi, a very human title. Today we see this encounter between Judas and Mary of Bethany. Mary of Bethany takes that which is most valuable, most precious, and uses it in abundance to pour herself out in affection to Jesus. It is just, for he is God. The abundance of her pouring out, the abundance of her generosity correspond to who he is. And she offers what she is able to offer to him. He wants to turn it into a business transaction, into a matter of money and such. It reveals to us, my brothers and sisters, how important it is that we have a proper understanding of who Jesus is. That he is not just a rabbi. He is not just a teacher. He is not just a man. He is God made flesh. He is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. They are one God. He is worthy of it all. He is worthy of every summation of all of our riches, all of our time, all of the gift of our life. Not only because in Jesus Christ we are redeemed, and therefore our life now has value that it did not possess before because it was going to end in eternal separation and damnation. Now that our life is to end in communion with God and with each other, it now has an infinite value and now is deserving that all of it, because it now in its redemption has value, is to be given to God. How much more so because he is God and deserving of all that we are. It is important that we not calculate the minimum contribution of ourself that can be given to God in order for us to be done, in order for us to be justified with God and be able to go about our life. It doesn't work that way. The minimum contribution to God in order to be worthy of the gift that he has given to us is everything. If you're uncomfortable with that, get over it, because that's the truth of the matter. There is no minimum contribution. There is no minimum amount of time. There is no minimum part of my life. All of it, all of your time, all of your life, all that you are, given back to him in reciprocation of his generous love to us, first of all, cannot even make a dent in our owing or in our reciprocation based on the gift that is given to us. Can't even make a dent in it. He is worthy of it all. Every time I say that, I hear this modern praise and worship song going on in my head. He is worthy of it all. And any attempt on our part to minimize the gift that he is asking or our reciprocation to him means we do not fully understand who he is, nor the gift that has been given to us in him. As we enter into this Holy Week, let us come to discover in truth and in light the true gift that has been given to us. Amen.